The Oresteia, it's firstly one of the oldest plays in history. Three plays in total, which we've combined to an hour and a half. And the Oresteia effectively means the story of Orestes, which is one of the characters that I play. It's the tale of revenge amidst one family who rule Argos in Greece. It's post-Trojan War, and Agamemnon the king is murdered by his wife and her lover, Aegisthus, who I also play. And then her son, the son of Agamemnon, who is Orestes, comes home from exile to wreak revenge.
So what attracted you to the role?
When I first read it, I didn't understand it at all, and I read quite an old version of it. So I came to the audition because Blanche McIntyre, the director, is very exciting, and I came to meet her, but didn't have much of a clue about what the heck was going on. The script that they gave me for the audition, sort of the day or so before, suddenly illuminated it, because it's the version by Ted Hughes, and it's really, really good. And when I say good, the language is really luscious, it's gritty, it's very gutsy, raw, bold, exciting, energetic language, very descriptive, very evocative, it's great. So I just thought, wow, that is actually quite exciting. And the roles themselves go from 0 to 90 in about 10 minutes. There's a lot for an actor to get their teeth into, and playing two different people, one of whom murders the other, was a bit of a challenge.
What's it like working with Blanche McIntyre?
Blanche McIntyre is absolutely brilliant, I have to say. I've worked as an actor for 15 years. It's not massively long, really. Often with directors quite regularly. I would say there's two or three directors in those 15 years who I just think are magic. One of them is Mike Alfreds, who's kind of a mentor of mine. The other one is Greg Doran, who runs the RSC. And I would say that Blanche is up there as well. She is a very clever lady, which in itself is always exciting to be around. But she's also an incredibly lovely and encouraging person. And what we got in the rehearsal room, which was so lovely, agreed by everybody, was a safe place to fail, which I always believe in. We were encouraged to try things as boldly as possible and fall flat on our faces and then get up and laugh it off and try something else. And that means that we're all very playful with each other and things are changing night by night, day by day. We keep trying new things all the time, keeping it sparky. And that comes straight from the top. That bleeds down from her.
What can people expect from the show?
You can expect a visually stunning, emotionally intoxicating 1¾ hours with no interval. It will push-pull you, slap you around this show. It's very, very visceral. It's very epic, and it is beautifully acted by other people.